Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and digital equity initiatives to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
From KQED.
At a recent show, I sang Stop the World by Maxwell. I heard this girl in the front row, the loudest girl in there. Every time I hit a run, a series of notes going up and down, she yelled, oh my gosh, girl, he doesn't even know. It wasn't always like this for me. Just a few years ago, I'd sing as loud as I wanted in the shower, as long as no one was watching, but I was terrified to take the spotlight. The truth is, I was scared to even talk to people, completely scared of girls, just living in this intensely awkward shell. I slowly worked up my nerve by attending open mics. I started with performing poetry, then rap, and one day, a full-on love song. This is for those that bleed, that won't but have no need. This ain't for the war, this is only for lovers only. I was trembling throughout the song. And at the end, I stared at the audience for maybe 2 seconds in silence. Then they broke into applause. It felt good, and I knew I wanted more. Part of my newfound confidence comes from finally having the courage to do what I love and what I've been afraid to do for so long. And part of it comes from owning my own vulnerability. For me to really give my best performance, I need to make myself vulnerable and trust that my audience will take me as seriously as I'm taking them. I've discovered that the energy and the confidence that I get from performing, it carries over into other parts of my life. It's bigger than singing. It's changed how I carry myself, how I speak with people, and thankfully, it's also taken the stress out of finding a date for Valentine's Day. With a Perspective, I'm Salim Boykin.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and digital equity initiatives to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.